You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 40 and 41. And he said unto them, "Why are you so fearful? Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Jesus asked his disciples why they were so fearful. This was a statement Jesus made after he calmed the storm when they were on the sea. When we look at that statement closely, we discover that Jesus said, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" In that one sentence, Jesus talked about fear and faith. So in other words, fear is actually the absence of faith. Where there is no faith, there will be fear. If you check areas of your life where you have fears, it is also the area where you don't have faith. The truth is, once we lose faith, fear naturally comes in. Many people are afraid of death. Many Christians don't even want to talk about death. You know, if you are talking with some Christians, say, you know, one day when you die, they say, God forbid. I'm like, what is God forbid? Won't you die? You know, they almost feel as if talking about death means they are going to die. They are so scared of death. Now, why is it so? It's because they have not placed their faith on what God has told us about death. That it is a sleep. It is a transition to glory. You know, the apostle said, whether I am here or I am gone, I gain Christ. It's a win-win for a child of God. Jesus said in the book of Revelation, he said, the key of death and hell is in his hands. So why should you, as a child of God, be afraid? When your time comes, when the Lord wants to call you home, nothing can stop it. But you are fearful because you don't have faith. Those things that trouble our heart, those things that disturb us, is because we don't have faith. You enter into an aircraft, and then suddenly it begins to shake. 1 hour journey turns to 7 hours. We are so fearful. It was the same thing the disciple experienced. I thought Jesus would understand. How can you be on the sea? On the sea. And the sea is raging. It's not like the kind of ship that we have today with technology and so on. They were going to die. And after Jesus calmed the storm, I thought he was going to understand and sympathize with them. But that was not what happened. On the contrary, Jesus was wondering why they were fearful. I was like, Jesus, is this situation not a situation where one should be fearful? Brethren, do you know that there is no excuse for your fear? Just acknowledge it and ask God to help you. The truth is that you are not walking in faith. Some of the decisions people are making today is the decision born out of fear. If you are living in a country where there are armed robbers and so on, you know, something keeps telling you that maybe one day they will come to your house. And so you are thinking maybe you should relocate to another country. So you are responding to fear. You are not responding to the leading of the Holy Ghost. So people are making so many decisions out of fear. Brethren, just like darkness is the absence of light, so fear is the absence of faith. You must cry to God and be honest and be truthful and say, Lord, help my faith. And faith comes by hearing. So you must expose yourself to the truth of the word of God in order for your faith to grow. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.